Beware of the Ides of March. Today is March 15th. Of course, it's almost the end of the day, but I'm hoping that you all were aware of the Ides of March. And if you were listening to Big Fatty Show, you heard all about why it's called the Ides of March, because Julius Caesar was stabbed by Brutus at Te Brute, all that kind of stuff. It was a hot, hot day here. We broke a record in D.C. It got up to 82 degrees at Reagan National, which broke a record. I don't know how long the record was for, but it's pretty warm here. I think out at Dulles it got to like 87, 89, something like that. For March 15th, that's outrageously hot. And of course, because I live in a condo where the heat and air are controlled, you know, by the building, my air conditioning is not on yet. So I'm sticky and gross, and I've got the window open and the fan on, so if you're hearing the outside noises, that's the reason why. So I'm podcasting today because I'm all excited, because tomorrow my iPad is arriving. I can't wait. And if I was really smart, I would have checked the status report of where my iPad is. Let's see. That's not it. Where's the other one of those emails? There it is. Let's check the status report. Oh, it departed Louisville, Kentucky today at 2:09 p.m. And it's still scheduled to arrive tomorrow, March 16th, by the end of the day. I really am hoping that it arrives like at 10 a.m. because, as I told you, I took the day off just so I could play with my new iPad. Speaking of that, on Google Plus, which I sometimes go on, Daniel Brewer posted an iPad review. Of course, now that's going to come on and make noise. Oh, it's a Funny or Die video. I'll have to watch that later. Of course, he is making fun of me. That's fine. Speaking of the reviews, I did read a lot of the reviews, and the reviews for the new iPad are just amazing. They say the display is stunning, the 4G LTE connectivity is extremely fast, the camera is actually a very good camera. They said it's pretty nice and takes some nice pictures, and the video is pretty amazing. So I think the iPad is a success. The new iPad is a success, that is. I don't know if I mentioned it, but when I ordered the iPad, I also ordered the new Apple TV, and guess what? It arrived today, a day earlier than it was supposed to, and probably before Apple wanted them to be out. I don't know, but I read on the Mac blogs that a lot of people were getting their Apple TVs today, and sure enough, mine showed up today, and I hooked it right up and put in my password, and I was watching Netflix and all kinds of stuff instantly, and it was at full 1080p resolution. There goes my email ding. I don't need to see that right now. So I'm all excited about my Apple TV, but here's the thing. I forgot to get an extra HDMI cable, so I can't hook up my old one in my bedroom yet because I don't have an HDMI cable. So tomorrow I'll have to go out and get an HDMI cable, which will make viewing Netflix and stuff in the bedroom so much easier. So I think I have my house almost set up completely with all the technology that I need. And in anticipation of the new iPad arriving tomorrow, I brought home both my other iPads, so I have the entire collection here at my house. And the other two are charging up right now because I want to sync them and get the new software on them and rearrange some apps on them and stuff, so that when I have my iPad, my new iPad tomorrow, it will be all ready to go. That's the other thing. I'm hoping that it arrives early enough so that I can sync it with all my music and videos and all that good stuff, so that I can have it for the weekend. Yay, yay, yay. And let's see what else is going on. The primary is on Tuesday. I'm sure by now everyone who follows the politics has seen that Rick Santorum won both Mississippi and Alabama, but Mitt Romney took Hawaii. No big surprise. Actually, I wasn't all that surprised. That's exactly what I was hoping for. But the delegate count did not go as well. I shouldn't say that. With those two states, Rick Santorum didn't gain a huge amount of delegates, so he still is in a delegate count race with Mitt Romney. However, I think psychologically what that does to Mitt Romney, that he lost two southern states to a crazy man like Rick Santorum, should do something to his psyche. And that's a good thing, I think. I don't remember when the next big primary is, but I'm hoping that this goes to the end. I really do. I hope it goes to June and they actually have a contested, or what's the word I can't think of? It's when they have to vote it out at the convention in June. Is it June? When is their convention? August? I don't know. I don't follow that closely, the Republican primary / convention season. I do know that Obama, there was a poll out today, or maybe it was yesterday, that says if the election was held today that Obama would be tied or even lose against Mitt Romney if it was held today. But the Obama administration, the Obama team, whatever, has not really gotten into full swing of their campaigning, although Joe Biden was out today and Barack Obama was out today. They had some rallies, some speeches they gave to, I guess, I don't know if they're kicking it off today or what, I don't know, but they were out campaigning today. And today, the Obama administration is releasing the 17-minute video that talks about the successes of his first term. And I wish, you know, remember, I know I'm like babbling now, but remember when it was the election of 2008 and Barack Obama did a video that was like 30 minutes long and he bought all the time on all the stations, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, whatever, and everyone showed the video at the same time and some, like, I don't know, 43 million people watched it or something. I'm really kind of hoping he does something similar to that this time, because I think that helped introduce him to a lot of people who did not know of him or his abilities and accomplishments, etc. So I'm really kind of hoping that this time they do something similar and talk about the successes and the plans for the second term. Because, of course, I'm still got my fingers crossed hoping that it will be Obama in the second term. Because I think 2016 is going to be the year where we're going to have big fights, because it'll be both Democratic and Republican primaries. So that should be interesting. And I don't know of any names that are sticking out right now for either party for 2016. Although some... Oh, I just hit the microphone. Sorry. Some people say Tim Pawlenty on the Republican side and Chris Christie. But, you know, Chris Christie... No, they're not... People in the United States are not going to elect a fat man. He's going to have to lose, like, 150 pounds to appeal to certain people, I think. Anyway. Enough about politics. Although there's plenty to talk about, I just think that's enough. So, yes, I'm all excited about the new iPad coming tomorrow. I cannot wait. Yes, I'm a crazy Apple fanboy, and I have no problem admitting that. And, you know, having all my Apple products out and using them and excited about them. So, of course, I've stopped saying of course. Next week I will be, I'm sure, Sunday or Monday, I will do a podcast reviewing what I think of the new iPad, because I won't have time this weekend to do anything like that. So stay tuned for a full report of how much I love the new iPad, because you know I'm going to love it. There's just no question about it. I'm really looking forward to seeing how fast that 4G LTE is, because I'm in a really good cell, supposedly. And there might even be a 4G thing on the roof of my building. I don't know. I need to find that out. Because if there was, that would be just amazing. Anyway, I think that's enough for today. I'm just rattling on about nothing. So I hope your week is going well, and I hope you have a great weekend. And until next time, bye.